presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser.
I know Cooper in Kenmore is. Cooper, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Steve, you got to get out of here then.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along, Cooper is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In basketball, how many points do you get for a free throw?
3.
No.
2.
No.
1.
Yes. What country does Café au lait originate from?
Italy?
No.
Pass.
How many times did Robert Frost win a Pulitzer Prize?
1.
No.
3.
No.
2.
No. Prior to the 1980s, Nissan was known by what name?
Pass.
Zion National Park is located in which U.S. state?
Utah?
Yes. Iron Man's suit is powered by a reactor located where?
In his chest?
Yes. What herb family does catnip belong to?
Pass.
What instrument was jazz musician Charles Mingus associated with?
Saxophone?
No.
Unknown. I don't know.
3 correct, Cooper.
Ooh, ouch.
It'll be okay. I think so. There's Steve.
Hi, Steve. Hello.
Are you British? What was that?
Hello. I don't know what I was doing there. I think I was leaning a little towards British.
Well, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yeah.
that worked too? No.
Yeah!
All right, yeah, that's better.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Okay, enough.
In basketball, how many points do you get for a free throw?
That would be 1 point.
Yes. What country does Café au lait originate from?
What country? Mexico?
No.
England?
No.
Italy?
No. How many times did Robert Frost win a Pulitzer Prize?
Only once.
No.
Only twice.
No.
3 times.
No. Damn. Prior to the 1980s, Nissan was better known by what name?
Nissan.
No.
Nissan?
No.
Nisqually.
No. Zion National Park is located in what U.S. state?
Oh, boy. I'm having a rough go. Montana?
No.
Washington?
No.
California?
No. Iron Man's suit is powered by a reactor located where?
In his chest.
Yes. What herb family does catnip belong to?
Feline.
No.
Herb family.
You smoke herb?
Mint?
Yes. What instrument was jazz musician Charles Mingus associated with?
Trumpet.
No.
Saxophone.
No.
Drums.
No. How many former Seahawks coaches are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
1.
No.
2.
Yes, Steve. Wow, by the skin of your teeth. 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct. That is a win. 4-3.
Dominant.
Sorry, Cooper.
It's okay.
Cooper, we stunk today.
Oh, boy. It's a celebration.
Is
I'll
it?
Take it. Dude, I'll take it. It's not 22-0.
A win is a win. Café au lait originates from France. Robert Frost won a Pulitzer Prize 4 times in the 19. But prior to the 1980s, Nissan was known by Datsun. Or
Datsun. Oh my gosh! Yes, I forgot all
depends
about
depends on
that.
What part of the country you are, how you pronounce
Datsun.
It. Datsun,
not Nissan.
Datsun.
Not Nissan.
Zion National Park, one that Cooper got correct. It's located in Utah.
Okay.
And the instrument that Charles Mingus was associated with. The bass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, congratulations on your win, Steve.
I'll
even
take
if it,
it
was ugly.
The Daily Mix Show.
206-803-ROCK is our number. And if you're from the Pacific Northwest, if you love living here, we have a simple question for you. 206-803-ROCK. Call in now if you have pride for the PNW. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to ask the simple question after Guns N' Roses. Last night on Hard Knocks, there was an awesome scene that basically felt like this love letter to the Pacific Northwest.
So cool.
They showed Pike Place Market. They showed Boeing. The Seahawks.
They showed people making coffee. And everything that's Seattle.
And they talked about the music scene, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, all these things that immediately scream PNW.
Seattle is different, right down to its sound. Seattle does things its own way. Maybe because it's almost 700 miles away from the nearest NFL franchise. But remote doesn't mean reserved. Seattle isn't afraid to be heard. In fact, the birthplace of grunge likes it loud.
When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're gonna get.
The volume here doesn't stop at 11. It goes up to 12. The crowd here has been measured at 137.6 decibels. That's louder than a Boeing 777 at takeoff. So loud, they once caused an earthquake.
It was the moment they showed the Boeing where I was like, oh man, they're just giving us everything that's PNW, which I love.
Oh, for sure.
I'm a sucker whenever like Seattle's being seen on the national level. And there's like different things that make me get all geeked out. Like, for instance, last night, when they started playing the opening guitar lick for, was it Given to Fly?
Yes.
Pearl Jam.
And
then it leads to that moment where it's in the dark and you see the building with the big 12 on there. I was like, oh, I got goosebumps from it. I was so fired up about just living here in the Pacific Northwest.
It was very cool. I was so excited.
So is there something for you, like, it doesn't have to be from this episode. It could just be anything, like when you see it on TV or in a movie, when it gets that national spotlight, you get fired up because it's showing off how awesome this city is.
Yeah, when the Mariners lose 22-0, of course.
That was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome seeing Major League Baseball tweet about that.
Yeah, that was definitely national attention. But this does lead into our simple question.
It beats the fish being thrown at the market, right?
Oh my gosh. We're going to start with Garrett in Cedro Woolley. Garrett, when something from the Pacific Northwest gets put in the national spotlight, what gets you the most excited?
I mean, it's got to be the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. And going back again, like, I'm really excited. Like, it's almost, I mean, it's technically here, even if it's preseason, but I'm really looking forward to what the year has to offer with the Seahawks.
Hell yeah, Garrett.
As someone who like, loves watching like, you know, sports TV, I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube, like these different clips. It's been a lot of fun to see some of like, the big-time sports shows, like the Colin Cowards or like, you know, whoever else, like Stephen A. Smith, any of them. And there's constant Seahawks content. I'm like, this is awesome.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Logan in Duval. Logan, when something from the PNW gets put in a national spotlight, what gets you the most excited?
It's easily going to be the Mariners, and when I say that, I speak for my entire family, especially if they win the World Series.
We got to do it. Logan, how old are you?
13.
All right, Logan, give us your feelings after last night's game.
I didn't watch it because I was hanging out with my friends, so I got home at like 10, so I didn't get to watch it, but 22-0, I think that's a new world record of crappiest team ever.
Yes, Logan, for your young age, you're a very wise man.
I believe this is one of Logan's friends saying this.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
We do suck.
206-803-ROCK, we're asking our simple question. Brooks in Everett, when something from the Pacific Northwest gets the national spotlight, what gets you the most excited?
Right now, what I am most pumped about is the promise of the return of the Sonics.
Yeah.
I am so hopeful for the return of the Sonics. And seeing that conversation on the national stage is super exciting.
Dude, it's fun even like seeing like someone like Kevin Durant, like whenever like you see him, like he's rocking like a Sonics cap. And I'm like, damn, it's so cool to see that whenever like it's on national television. I'm like, okay, somebody's still keeping the energy and the spirit of the Sonics alive.
It's so wonderful to see. I mean, that's such a part of my childhood that I'm hungry for. So I'm excited that it's happening.
So
it
might be dorky, but I get excited when I see the Space Needle on TV.
I will always nerd out on the Space Needle. I might not go up there very often.
When's the last time you went up to the Space Needle?
Well, the day of my wedding.
Okay.
We got to go to the top and have a champagne toast by ourselves.
That's the last time?
In a snowstorm. Yeah, that was in 2021, so I haven't been in 5 years.
Joel McHale married us.
Joel McHale did our ceremony at the Chihuly Glass Museum.
Danny, when's the last time you went up on the Space Needle?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's probably been a few years. I think 20, because I took Lily used to like to go up there a lot. Yeah. And they used to do the thing where you could do like an annual pass.
Ooh.
And every time somebody would come visit, they'd be, but I haven't done that in probably 5 years. Yeah. I don't think I've been up there since the renovations, honestly.
Tatum wants to go check out the space. Oh, I gotta take her to Seattle, and she's gonna probably see someone smoking crack as we go there. So every time we take Tatum to Seattle, I'm not even joking. This isn't an exaggeration. You know, I love our city. I'm not trying to crap on Seattle. But every time, within like the first 5 minutes of coming and walking around the streets of Seattle, we see somebody smoking like crack or something.
Steve, that's not just exclusive to you. That's every time we come to Seattle, period. You're
absolutely right.
It's part of the cultural experience.
Danny, for you, what's something from the Pacific Northwest when it's seen on the national spotlight you still get fired up about?
So it's funny because it's not necessarily one specific thing, but anytime I'm watching the Food Network and I see a restaurant that's in Seattle, like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, especially if I've been there, like Sisters and Brothers, Nashville Hot Chicken, they came here and I was like, I've been there, and I can't, like, this is the rest that you can get from there, and I'm just like taking over the whole episode.
Dude, the last this season of Everything on the Menu with Braun Strowman,
yes,
he came to Seattle, and a couple of the places he went to, I'm like, I never even heard of this place. Where is this place? We need to go to those places.
You get so excited about it.
Do you guys think we could go an hour without talking about food?
No,
probably not.
Absolutely not.
The Daily Mix Show. Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, you could win tickets to see Muse this Sunday at White River Amphitheater. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think you'd like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
And this week, you have a shot at tickets to see Muse this Sunday.
I can't believe that show's this weekend.
White River Amphitheater. Jason in Seattle is our contestant. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to spin the wheel to find out who you are teamed up with. Will it be Steve Miggs or will it be Taryn Daly?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's going to help him win these Muse tickets? Taryn Daly, it's you.
All right, Jason, this is your clip.
I'm on my way.
No. Want to hear it again?
Yes, please. I'm on the way.
I can give you some hints with both the band and the song if you would like, Jason.
Yes, please.
All right,
so in the band, you have Nikki Sixx, Tommy Lee.
I have no clue.
Oh, boy.
Okay. What about Vince Neil or Mick Mars?
Yes.
Or Johnny Five?
Does that help at all?
What was that?
Well, John Five is now in the band. Vince Neil is the lead singer. All right. The band's name is two words.
That's awesome. We got this. We got this.
The second word is like another word for like a team of rowers. Like if you do rowing, what is that sport called? It's also another word for like a gang. It's or like your friend group would be your
click.
No.
I mean, at least it starts with that letter.
It does start with that letter.
Letter C.
Crew.
Yeah, buddy. Okay.
Do you know the first word of the band name?
I do not. Motley Crue.
Yes, okay. Now the song. Okay. Another word for your house is your
home.
Yes, and sometimes when you arrive there, you say this, opposite of sour, that again.
Home sweet home.
Yeah.
Thank you. No clue.
No, it was very apparent. Wow. I really enjoyed going on that journey with
Jason,
you.
Jason, I was not expecting that.
Hey, Jason, do you mind if I ask, how old are you?
46.
46, what? And was not familiar with the band Motley Crue, the members.
I could not name, I can name one song now.
Yeah. You're welcome.
We're educating Seattle,
oh
guys.
All right.
Have you guys heard this Motley Crue band? They're actually pretty good. They got this Home Sweet Home song.
It's the game with no integrity. We just proved that. And now I'm ready for my clip, Danny.
Yeah.
That is Kryptonite by Three Doors Down.
I knew that one.
Oh, yeah.
Sure you did, Jason. No. You know what? We got there eventually, and now you get to go see Muse at White River this weekend.
I appreciate you guys.
You're
welcome.
Man,
you rock, Jason.
Wow.
The Daily Migs Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to chat about, please call now. 206.
Like, how old is this guy? That's why I was like, maybe he's in his 20s. But he said he was in his mid-40s. I was like, huh.
That's right in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after the Offspring. Throughout the morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we've not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by the Sunset Auto Family in Sumner and Auburn. Call up to chime in on anything from the show, or if you just have something on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. And our number is 206-803-ROCK. Charles in Seattle, you want to bring up the Mariners again.
Uh-oh.
Well, there was a strange Google glitch or something going on last night. I got home and looked at the little update on the top corner of my phone, and it said the Mariners were winning 13-0.
I heard about that.
Holy crap. And so then I quickly put the Mariners TV on and realized that they had reversed the score.
What a cruel joke.
Yeah, it was nuts. And then I started seeing posts online, so it was kind of a relief to know that I wasn't the only one getting that. But
no, so Charles, Mariners fan, how are you? I mean, obviously not feeling good about what happened, but do you think Dan Wilson needs to go?
Well, I'm with the I Love Dan's club, but yeah, it's just not going right. But you know, to be fair, it was only 1-0 going to the bottom of the fifth.
That's when I first saw the score. I'm like, okay, we got this. We got
time. And then, you know, we put in a position player to pitch the eighth, and they scored 9 more runs to save the bullpen. So that's a thing now, and they don't want to change any rules. So
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Throwing someone who is not a pitcher just to save the bullpen seems kind of silly to me.
Go Mariners. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier this morning, we were talking about going into labor and wild stories that happen when, you know, you're in the moment and you got to go. And
it's
Sarah,
in honor of Brady Russell, who had to leave the Seahawks game, member of the Seattle Seahawks, during halftime because his wife went into labor.
So, Sarah in Renton, you have a labor story to tell.
I do. It's sort of a PSA as well.
Uh-oh.
So, I went into labor about 4 weeks early, and it was the day after we had that class that you take where they teach you how to use the ball and the peanut and all the positions to like help you ease through labor. Well, that night I went into labor about 2 a.m. I woke up thinking I needed to go to the restroom and my water broke. And the thing that they don't tell you is that when your water breaks, it's not this cute little, oh, my water broke. It just keeps coming. Oof. And it just keeps coming. And so that was the start of the labor, which was quite intense. And so we did all the things. We called the hospital, and they were like, oh, you're fine. Just take a shower. Take your time. Come in whenever you're ready. Meanwhile, every step I take, here comes more water.
Oh,
here
damn.
Comes more water. It was quite the start to my first pregnancy.
So, Sarah, how soon after you got to the hospital was your baby born?
About 12 to 13 hours later.
Not
it
crazy.
Was a long labor. But her active, she came out in like 20 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah, I think
get her
like,
out of there.
I remember when she said, like, we were having like Thai food, I think. And it was just like, she's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And she's like, oh, my water broke. And I'm like, let's go. I'm thinking, you know, I'm
we're running out of time.
Right. Like, I think about like what you see in movies and TV shows. And she's like, we got time. I guess let's just swing by my parents. And I'm like, swing by your parents? What are you, insane? She's like, I'm fine. But the whole time, I was just thinking, this baby's going to pop out of the car.
I didn't even have that. I had to have my water broken for me, so I didn't even have that experience. I have no idea what it would be like.
Oh.
Yeah, I had it done medically.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
You ever seen a crochet hook, Steve?
Wow. I'd like to not think about that.
206-803-ROCK.
I prefer not to think about that.
Don't ever say that again. Jason on I-5. You have something to talk to us about rebuilding a jetty here in the Pacific Northwest?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I was just curious. I went on the rock shop here the other day. I am one of a fleet of lowboy drivers. We are hauling 10 to 40 ton granite boulders right down I-5, currently rebuilding the North Jetty and Ocean Shores. And back in, I want to say, 2015-16, on the Columbia River, and a coworker showed up one day with a handful of the high-vis orange rock shirts for the guys hauling the rock. We thought it was kind of neat. I went on the rock shop the other day, and there was none on there. What do we got to do to get some?
We start a petition, Jason, and it starts right now.
We got to bring those back. Those were awesome.
My brother had one, and I think he wore it until it basically was disintegrating, but he had it for probably about 10 years.
It was like the orange
safety.
And then we had the Seahawk version of that,
too. Oh, yeah.
Those were pretty sweet.
Those were awesome. We should get those back in the rock shop.
All right, well, you know somebody.
I do know somebody. You know somebody.
Pull out your crochet thing and just like, look, we need to make these again.
We are checking in with the Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK.
Someone texted said, hey, Hard Knocks, Mike's speech at the beginning just shows how awesome and accountable he is. That was a pretty cool moment. I have that. Here it is. So this is like right at the beginning, he was like taking full accountability just for like how he is as a coach. And I thought it was a pretty cool moment.
Earlier in my career, especially calling plays, I called it not to lose the game. If I'm really honest with myself, I did that too often. And we lost leads. And like our first year here, I still feel like I had that mentality. I really felt like, hey, how do we just not screw this up? Like my life was kind of like a hedge. You know, I'm a guy that hasn't really, you know, do I really deserve to be here? You know, I'm trying not to lose it. I'm trying not to lose my spot, you know? At some point last year, it shifted to how are we going to call and manage this game to go win the game? There's a difference.
I thought that was really good. And I even saw like an interview with, I think it was Leonard Williams with Richard Sherman, where he brought up that speech before it even aired on Hard Knocks and said, hey, our coach is awesome. Like, not many coaches stand in front of the entire room and take accountability for things they think that they did wrong and that they can improve upon.
He is different, and he is our coach.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we have Kicks for Kids going on right now, where we team up with Mary's Place as kids gear up for back to school. And we help children whose families have fallen on some hard times get to pick out their very own brand new sneakers to call their own as they go hit those hallways at their schools. So right now, Steve, how are the donations looking in our quest to raise $20,000?
Well, right now we're on a quest to hit $6,000, and we're just like about just under $80 away. So if somebody, maybe a couple people, $20 here, $20 there, be awesome to finish the show with at least $6,000 raised for Kicks for Kids. And thanks to the Rockaholics who have stepped up and donated. People like Steve Harden donated $100 and Kylie Zalby donated $169, joining the 69 Club. But any amount helps. Robert Duncan donated $69 and Michael Harrapat donated $100.69.
Nice.
And we'll sing a theme.
We would love to add you to this list, Rockaholics. So head to KISW.com and donate to Kicks for Kids.
The Daily Mix Show is built on the backs of legends, the Rockaholics. And some don't just listen, they show up, they bring the moment, they win the day, they're the player of the game.
Many teams give out a game ball to the player of the game, so we do too. Steve Miggs, who's getting today's Daily Miggs Show game ball?
Not one game ball, but two game balls, and we're giving them to Sean from Tacoma and Kyle from Seattle as we were talking about getting your car towed.
Sean in Tacoma, have you ever had your car towed, and what was it for?
Well, unfortunately, I've had my car towed several times over the years for various reasons. The worst time was probably 1993, prom night.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah. So I parked in a pizza place parking lot down by the waterfront in Seattle, because that's where prom was. Went to prom, came out, car was gone. So I called up the place, got there, got it out of impound. Thankfully, all the alcohol was still in it. Went to the hotel and partied down.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Many people, it's like the rites of passage moment where, like, you know, sometimes something happens by the end of the night. And I was like, did that ruin that moment? Did that block you? But it sounds like it didn't.
No, not at all. I also got one more thing to say. First time caller, long time listener.
How about that?
Son, you rock.
Look at you. That is awesome. Sorry.
Big day for Sean. Kyle in Seattle, if you've ever had your car towed, we want to know what happened.
No, so my car wasn't towed, but I was working a dockyard, and we kept getting vehicles that would park on the dock.
Okay.
So my manager finally had enough one day, grabbed the big forklift, picked up a car, and put it on top of a shipping container.
Did you get to hang out long enough to see the person come back looking for
it? I hope so.
Oh, it was hilarious. They came out. They couldn't find their car. You know, they're scratching their head. And all of a sudden, my manager, Larry, just comes out yelling, says all sorts of words, and tells them to look up. The guy's like, how am I going to get my car down?
Did Larry get the car back down? Did he have to pay for it? Like, what was the end result?
Yeah, no, we picked up the car with the big cat forklift, tied it off to the forks, and brought it back down for him after about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
That has to be one of the most fun days on the job, Kyle.
Oh, it was great.
I can only imagine.
Everybody is getting a game ball, okay? Everybody.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Did you know that you could possibly get a package delivered in as little as 30 minutes in the near future? We're going to tell you how that works during the Daily Mix download after Smashing Pumpkins.
What kind of package?
You don't want to know, Steve.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle joins us now. Big day today, Ryan, because Soundview Little League is competing in the World Series, the Little League World Series.
You know
today
why I heard
noon.
That on the Daily Mix Show?
On the Daily
yeah,
they had the assistant
Coach Yarbrough.
Coach,
he's the head coach.
The
man.
Head coach.
Yeah.
I was curious.
Future coach of the Mariners, I hear.
What sport were you good at when you were little?
This is gonna come as a shock to you. Wasn't really a sports guy when I was a kid. I played football in seventh grade, and then by eighth grade, I discovered extracurricular activities that didn't involve school, and I lost interest in anything that had to do with
drugs
school
and chicks.
Drugs and chicks, dude.
What position did
I guess? I got more of one than the other.
Drugs. What position did you play in football? I'm picturing you as a tight end.
I was. I bet you are.
Yeah.
Well, now you can picture me as a wide receiver.
Ooh. Open up.
Yeah. Dude, I was probably like 5'2", 45 pounds. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I was just a little skinny kid. But then by eighth grade, I was like 6'1", 140 pounds. Like, it happened like that.
I see.
It
was like a long snapper.
Yeah. Making the league minimum.
Hey, the D&D is brought to you by Palace Law. Hey, how about the Mariners? I think all of Seattle collectively said this after yesterday's performance.
What the f*** was that? We suck.
Seriously.
Wow. We stink. 22-0. I keep checking to see breaking news that Dan Wilson is not the manager anymore, but I don't see that anywhere because they still haven't gotten rid of him. I feel like today is the day, but you know, the Mariners will continue to be the Mariners.
Get them out of there.
But up next, they're taking on the Brewers again. Watch, it's going to be a low-scoring game. And we're still four games back. That's the stupid part of all of this, is that the team is still in contention.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it, but they are.
Amazon says its plans to massively expand its Prime Air drone delivery program to nearly 500 cities and towns should be happening by the end of 2026.
Damn.
It's increasing its current reach about sixfold. So customers in these eligible areas could get packages that weigh up to 5 pounds delivered by a drone in as little as 30 minutes.
Wow.
With everything from groceries to electronics to medications and household items being available. But to me, I'm thinking 5 pounds, that's not a lot of stuff.
I can just get some milk.
Yeah.
5 pounds, I don't know.
See, I'm going to be the idiot that's going to do it just so I can see the drones come to my house.
I kind of.
Yeah. Right? At least
it's
hurt.
More curiosity than
I had
anything.
To order a kilt from Amazon yesterday for a race I'm in next weekend, and it would have been nice to have that yesterday.
So you could look at yourself in the mirror?
100%.
Yes. Hey, the Washington State Fair, you know, it's coming back September 4th through the 27th. 19 concerts are scheduled, and it's very eclectic, from Weird Al to Little Big Town to Ice Cube to Trey Songz to Hardy. Twisted Sister's going to be playing there with Sebastian Bach, but I think the big one, Boy George and Culture Club, and they're playing with these guys.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
Are we Wang Chunging at the fair?
You wanna?
I will.
Eat some elephant ears and Wang Chung?
Yeah. more doing it. More of a long corn dog guy myself.
Long corn dog?
Yeah. The big ones. Eye contact's important.
Well, he is a wide receiver, after all.
Right. I thought he was a tight end.
Guess what, Danny? You can't be both, at least not for long.
As far as weather, in the high of 80 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day today. That is the DMD brought to you by Wang Chung and Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.